2016 marks Between the Lines' 25th year on the air. As we celebrate our all-volunteer independent media project's anniversary, please consider subscribing to our podcasts and supporting our work. Visit our website at btlonline.org, that's btlonline.org, for details on how to subscribe and make a contribution.
The March 3rd assassination of Honduran indigenous leader Berta Cáceres, winner of the prestigious 2015 Goldman Environmental Prize, triggered widespread protests in the Central American country and across the globe. Cáceres, who was murdered in her home, led her indigenous Lenca people and the Civic Council of Indigenous and Popular Organizations of Honduras, or COPIN, that actively opposed the construction of the proposed Agua Zarca Dam on the Gualcarque River, an area considered sacred by the Lenca. She had previously reported receiving numerous death threats from police, soldiers, and local landowners because of her activism. On March 15th, her colleague Nelson Garcia of COPIN was also murdered. A growing number of social justice activists, environmentalists, and journalists have been killed or disappeared since the 2009 coup in Honduras. On May 2nd, the Honduran government arrested 5 men whom they say are linked to Cáceres' murder. 2 of those charged are employed by DESA, the construction firm engaged in a land dispute with the Lenca people over 4 controversial dam projects. One suspect is a retired Honduran Armed Forces lieutenant and military intelligence specialist, and another was a Honduran Army Special Forces veteran. A delegation of indigenous rights activists from the U.S. traveled to Honduras May 2nd through the 4th and met with representatives of the U.S. Embassy. Among other issues, delegates asked the embassy staff to support Berta Cáceres' family and activist community demand that the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights conduct an independent investigation into Cáceres' assassination and that all security and military aid from the U.S. government to Honduras be suspended until the massive violations of human rights in Honduras ends. Your reporter spoke with Alberto Saldamando, counsel to the Indigenous Environmental Network, who participated in the Honduran delegation. Here he recounts his meeting with U.S. officials and the concerns expressed by the Hondurans he met.
The meeting with the embassy was not all that satisfactory. I'm sure they're well-meaning, good people, but, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And there is this road to hell going on now in Honduras. While we were there and visiting the family of Berta Cáceres, it was announced that they had arrested an army major, an employee and director, and another director of the DESA, the hydroelectric company that Berta was struggling against, and another person, a trigger man, in her assassination. But many people believe, all the people we've talked to believe, that her assassination goes higher and goes into the highest reaches of government and the military. And until those people are prosecuted, there's not going to be any justice for Berta Cáceres. And that's where the COPIN people were demonstrating about, that it can't stop where it is now. There's another level of intellectual authors of that crime that have to be arrested and prosecuted. And that's what they want, and that's what they're expecting. The U.S. Has been involved in the investigation. Some of the FBI people and their FBI-trained people have been conducting the investigation that led to these arrests. But COPIN and the civil society organizations are demanding that there be an independent investigation conducted by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights. They have credibility. They have the investigators. They've done this before. They know how to investigate. But the United States says, well, this, that the governmental investigation is adequate. It's been doing the job. But really, it's a, at best, it's a problem of perceptions. That is, the people perceive that this investigation is not going to reach those most responsible for her murder. Whether or not it's true, it's important that the United States, at least in the interest of the United States, that they not be seen as cooking this investigation. Whether or not it's true, the perception that the United States is leading this investigation is out there. The perception is that the United States will inhibit a complete and thorough investigation of this murder.
Now that you're back from Honduras, what kind of pressure are you and members of your organization going to exert on the U.S. government to suspend U.S. military and security aid to the government of Honduras until the human rights situation is rectified there? And certainly topping that list is your advocacy and demand for an independent investigation of Berta Cáceres' murder.
So the one thing that we're doing actually is really trying to tell the story of Honduras to other indigenous peoples and other elements of civil society that are receptive to this. In the long run, we'll be writing letters to our congressional representatives about the dire situation of human rights in Honduras and asking them to suspend this aid. In fact, the call is from the civil society organizations we visited that all aid to Honduras be stopped, pending a resolution of all these human rights violations. We do plan to continue in our work in solidarity with Honduras, with the Honduran indigenous peoples, and Vía Campesina and other civil society. We need the whole of civil society in the United States as well to take up the call. We need the participation of everyone, whether they're in organizations on their own, to demonstrate their solidarity with the people of Honduras and to contact their congressmen and representatives, senators, to ensure that military aid and military assistance, so-called security assistance, not be given, but also that the aid that we do give doesn't go to the corrupt officials and local officials in Honduras that are really doing a gigantic land grab of indigenous lands and using these murders and these extrajudicial executions to intimidate the people, to shut them up. Because a lot of the people we spoke to were frightened. They were scared. There really is a tremendous amount of fear in Honduras on the part of social activists. It doesn't keep them from acting, but really that is a terrible condition to be in. A lot of activists, grassroots activists, are being threatened with not only death, but also imprisonment. They're being harassed. So we need people to demonstrate their solidarity with the indigenous peoples of Honduras and Honduran civil society. What we can do is try to promote that solidarity, but I think your listeners as well might take an interest, do a little bit of work so that all these voices are heard.
That was Alberto Saldamando, counsel to the Indigenous Environmental Network. Learn more about the organizations working to hold Honduran government officials accountable for the massive human rights violations in the country by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.